Chapter 3. D'Artagnan meets his landlord. With his money from the king, D'Artagnan decided to employ a servant, whose name was Planchet. Early one morning, there was a knock at D'Artagnan's door, and Planchet went to open it. A very ordinary-looking little man with grey hair was outside. It was Monsieur Bonacieux, D'Artagnan's landlord, who lived in the house below.
"What can I do for you, sir?"
asked D'Artagnan when Planchet brought him in.
"Monsieur D'Artagnan, I haven't come for money for the rent. I've heard about your bravery, and I know that you're in the king's guards now. So I've decided to share a secret with you, because I need some help," said the little man.
"All right," said D'Artagnan, feeling that something good might happen to him.
"My wife, who is one of the queen's servants, was kidnapped yesterday morning as she was leaving the palace."
"Who told you this?" asked D'Artagnan.
"Monsieur de la Porte, the queen's gentleman in waiting," replied Monsieur Bonacieux.
"Does he know who kidnapped her?" asked D'Artagnan.
"No, he doesn't, but I have an idea. I think that it's part of a plot."
"A plot?" repeated D'Artagnan.
"What do you mean?" "It has something to do with a love affair, the love affair of a very important woman," said the little man.
"Do you mean Madame de Chevreuse?" asked D'Artagnan, wanting to show his landlord that he already knew the name of an important woman in Paris.
"No, someone much more important than her," replied the man in a whisper, looking scared. "The Queen."
"Her love affair with whom?" asked D'Artagnan.
"With the Duke of Buckingham."
"The English Duke? But how do you know all this?"
"My wife told me," said Monsieur Bonacieux. "She came home 4 days ago and told me that the Queen is very worried. She has enemies all around her, and the Cardinal has spies watching her. Except for Monsieur de la Porte, my wife is the Queen's only friend at the palace. The Queen believes that the Cardinal's men have sent a letter to the Duke of Buckingham pretending to be her and asking him to come to Paris. It is a trick."
"But what does this have to do with your wife?"
"The Cardinal's men may have kidnapped her to force her to tell them the Queen's secrets."
"And do you know the name of any of these men?"
"No, but my wife told me that she was afraid of one man who's the Cardinal's spy."
"Can you describe him? Is there anything special about him?" asked D'Artagnan.
"Oh, yes, I saw him once. He's tall, with dark hair, clever black eyes, and a scar on his cheek."
"A scar on his cheek?" repeated D'Artagnan. "That sounds like the stranger from Meung."
"Do you know him?"
asked Monsieur Bonacieux, surprised. "Yes, I think that your enemy and mine are the same person," replied D'Artagnan.
"So will you help?"
cried Monsieur Bonacieux.
"I've seen you with the king's musketeers, who I know aren't friends of the cardinal's, and I've already decided not to ask you for any rent."
"That's excellent," replied D'Artagnan. "I will help, so please carry on with your story." D'Artagnan suddenly noticed the little man staring out of the window at something in the street below. "What's the matter?" he asked, looking outside too.
"It's him!"
they both cried at the same time.
"He won't escape me again!" shouted D'Artagnan.
Taking his sword, he ran from the room into Athos, Porthos and Aramis, who were coming up the stairs to visit him.
"What's the hurry?"
they asked.
"I've just seen the man from Meung," said D'Artagnan.
And he ran off while the very frightened Monsieur Bonacieux hurried downstairs to his own house. D'Artagnan had often told his three friends about his adventure at Meung, meeting the stranger, losing his letter, and seeing the beautiful lady in the carriage. So they knew who he meant and went into his rooms to wait for him. D'Artagnan returned after half an hour, having lost the man once more.
"He disappeared again," D'Artagnan told the musketeers.
"I was having the most interesting conversation with my landlord when we saw the man, and I ran out after him." D'Artagnan then told his friends everything that Monsieur Bonacieux had told him about his wife's kidnap. He had just finished when Monsieur Bonacieux suddenly hurried back into the room.
"Gentlemen, help me," he cried.
"Four policemen have come to arrest me."
Porthos and Aramis immediately drew their swords.
"Wait," ordered D'Artagnan. "We should be careful. Let's not do anything in a hurry."
At that moment, the four policemen appeared at the door.
"We've come to arrest that man," they said,
pointing at Monsieur Bonacieux.
"Come in, gentlemen," said D'Artagnan.
"But you promised to help me,"
whispered Monsieur Bonacieux, shaking with fear.
"We can only save you if we're free," whispered D'Artagnan. "If we tried to defend you, they'd send more police to arrest us all."
He turned to the police.
"This man is my landlord, and I've no interest in him. He's just come to collect money from me, so take him away."
The police took Monsieur Bonacieux by the arms and led him away.
"What a horrible thing to do," cried Porthos when they were gone. "We watched a poor man being arrested without doing anything to help him."
D'Artagnan did not try to explain. He turned to Athos and Aramis and said,
"Now, gentlemen, we must work together. It's all for one, and one for all."
"Wait a minute," Porthos argued. "What about that poor man?"
Athos and Aramis turned to him.
"Put out your hand and say it," they cried together.
Porthos had to do what they said. He held out his hand, and the four of them repeated D'Artagnan's words together.
"All for one, and one for all."
"Excellent," cried D'Artagnan. "Now, gentlemen, from now on, be careful. We're at war with the cardinal."